Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 25, 2024. This is, excuse me, Unconditional Love Immersion, 45-minute short version. So the membership says, oh, a couple times a month, let's do shorter events so we can get the goodness in less time. So we're going to do that. As always, when I start these events, I start yawning to release energy. So I'm going to do a quick invocation setup, or rather a quick Mesa setup. And I'll ask you to, as always, just relax and feel how your body feels and how your energy body feels to get your orientation for starters. So I'm going to do the quickie Mesa setup. Allies, please come. Thank you. Please optimize me to facilitate this ceremony. Thank you. Let there be a safe, sacred container to protect this work as we do it. Thank you, allies. Okay, anyone hearing my voice live or on the recording, who'd like to call in additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to invite them now. Thank you. All right. I want to acknowledge those who are here on the live call and thank you for being here. So big welcome to Angela, Annie, Brian, Carmen, Diana, Eric, James, Janet. We've also got Jesse, Judith, Kyle, Laura, Lauren, Lisa, Marla, Mary, Monica, Paul, Phyllis, Renate, Richard, Stephanie, Autumn, and a phone caller. And just about all these names are familiar to me. And just let me thank you all for just showing up so much and holding such beautiful space. We all together create this beautiful energy, and I could not do it without you guys. So, big welcome also to those of you who join us via the recording. There's always more of those than on the live call. You're equally present. So as always, my request, whether you're live or on the recording, is to be fully present while we do this. Again, it's just a 45-minute event. And just act like you're right here in the room with me with the same attentiveness. That way you'll get the best experience, and the energy and vibration you hold will support everybody else too. If you need to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container. All righty, let's do our embodied awakening invocation so we're as awakened as we can be. So I invite you to repeat after me to your higher self, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax and just let the energy saturate you. The more passive you are, the better it works. Yeah, we got some really sweet energy building in the field. Well done, everyone. Leave a moment longer for Everyone either get into embodied awakening or to deepen it. You're in embodied awakening when you can say yes to all four of these items. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And that invocation can take you ever deeper over the course of your lifetime to deeper and deeper awakenings when you're ready. Or to take a moment and see if you're again in the state. Check again. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And even if you can't say a full yes to all those, any movement in that direction is welcome. You don't have to be in embodied awakening to do the rest of this, but it helps. The more awake you are, the easier it is to do any interior process or anything else for that matter. All righty. So, allies, we are ready for unconditional love immersion. So, allies, we request that each person hearing my voice live or on the recording now receive the strongest experience of unconditional love that serves our highest good. And if they're not quite ready for that full unconditional love experience, then get them as close as you can for highest good and or give them the cleanup they need so that they can be more ready for unconditional love. Whatever serves our highest good toward that end, allies, we request. Thank you. So now, everyone who's human, we're just going to do a custom invocation for unconditional love. So please repeat after me. Maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. Now relax and just let it soak in. Remember that your passivity, you're just allowing, is the best strategy now that you've spoken the words. Yeah, y'all are doing good. And mostly now it'll just be the two P's, being passive and patient. The human cannot generate unconditional love very well, but you're part of you that is unconditional love can come to you and saturate you as much as you're ready. And your passivity is what allows that to happen now that you've invoked it. This is not so much a heart chakra thing. It's not a squishy, sentimental flavor of love. It is just a vast container embracing all things equally without preference. And although the human part of you most certainly has preferences about things, your that higher level of you of unconditional love does not. It simply accepts everything equally with full equanimity. So just relax into that the best you can. Prepare to be surprised by it because unconditional love doesn't feel like anything you've given the name of love to before you get there. So just let it be what it is. While we're getting warmed up, I have a song about love they want me to sing for you. So I'm going to mute while I tune, and then I'll play that for you. In this moment, in this place, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is only there is only love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only when I lose myself, when it seems I've lost my way. When I turn inside and quiet my mind, I can hear spirit gently say, there is only love, there is sets me free. There is only love. My divine self sees all my pain that must be healed. And as it turns that darkness to light, my divinity is revealed. There is only love. There is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. There is only sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. There is only love. Love that sets me free. There is only love. Take a moment, notice how your body feels and how your energy body feels. If you're out of body in the inner planes, notice how that feels. And now just relax into whatever's happening, whether it feels blissful or whether there's challenge. And if they're cleaning you up to prepare you for unconditional love, that might be happening. So just go with whatever's happening with as little preference as possible. Having no preference is the very essence of unconditional love. So just relax into your experience. The Yalas are giving each of us, live or on the recording, a customized experience. So if what I happen to describe differs from your experience, just go with your experience. Please do not use effort to try to match my description. As my body is vibrating quite a bit as heavy energy moves through it. So if you're cleaning something up, just let your body do whatever it wants to do. Any movement or sound or whatever. Just relax and as much as possible, just let it happen. So I'm feeling some nice energy coming in. I'm also feeling that not all of us are fully open to it. So I have no idea who is not fully relaxing into it, or if you're live or on the recording, but just notice if you're using any effort of any kind to make anything happen. And if so, please relax into zero effort. Just be. And if it's zero, you can still feel what's happening with the energy movement. Or if you aren't yet sensitive enough to feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, just fully passive, please. Just allow the energy or breath to run itself. Oh, yeah, the field's opening up really nicely. Thank you. And be just as welcoming to a challenging experience as a blissful one. The challenge will be setting you up for deeper bliss next time. Or maybe even later this time. We'll see. Yeah, it feels like a lot of us are getting more deeply saturated with this energy of unconditional love. Even if you've experienced unconditional love previously, don't expect it to feel the same this time. You can always go deeper into the field, and the deeper you go, the more variety of experience you may have with it. Let it show up and be what it is each and every time. Yeah, it feels like a lot of us are just dissolving into nothingness, or so it feels. Just allow that if it's happening. Just relax even more deeply into whatever experience you're having. Ayahuasca sunarai sunarayati. Ayahuasca sunarai sunarayati. Ayahuasca sunarai sunarayati.
Sunarai, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Mother Mary, Mother Mary, Mother Mary, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Ayahuasca sunarai sunarayati. Ayahuasca sunarai sunarayati. Ayahuasca sunarai sunarayati. Ayahuasca sunarai sunarayati. Otorongo sunarai sunarayati. Otorongo sunarai sunarayati. Otorongo sunarai sunarayati. Otorongo sunarai sunarayati. Shiva Shiva sunarai sunarayati. Kali Kali sunarai sunarayati. Shiva Shiva sunarai sunarayati. Kali Kali sunarai sunarayati. Sunaraya sunaray sunarayati. Sunaraya sunaray sunarayati. Sunaraya sunaray sunarayati. Sunaraya sunaray sunarayati. Diri diri.
Take a moment to see how you feel. Notice if you're aware of your physical body, or if you're just feeling like energy at the moment, or a combination. See if you're in that state of unconditional love where you're just accepting everything equally. Holding everything in the field without resistance, whether it's good or bad, light or dark, just because it is. Your human self may have preferences about that, but at this level, this part of you just embraces it all. Beloved allies, we'd like to share this good medicine. So please radiate this good medicine to all beings whom it will serve on earth. We humans don't have to do a thing, by the way. This is all going to be done by the allies. You just stay passive and notice whatever you notice. Yeah, a little planetary uplift there. Thank you, allies. Allies, now please spread this good medicine to all beings everywhere in the universe whose highest good will be served by this good medicine. Once again, we humans just relax and feel whatever we feel. Let the allies do all the spreading of the blessing. Ooh, that feels nice. Thank you, Alan. All righty. So now we humans are being reintegrated with our human parts, our bodies, and our personalities. Just relax and let it all come back together at a higher vibration. Each of us being saturated as much of this energy of unconditional love or whatever field of energy you were able to get to uplift you to a new baseline from now on. Just a moment longer to let all this integrate. See if you don't feel quite a bit different than when we started. Feel like we're pretty grounded. Again, it might not feel the same because you're quite a bit different now, possibly. We're going to wrap it up and hit our 45-minute mark. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience of unconditional love, or whatever a person needed to help move toward that. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? That closes the container. Straight up 8:45 Eastern. So if you have other business you need to attend to, it's okay to head out, or you're welcome to hang out with us and stay for a few questions and comments. This Q&A doesn't usually last much over 5 or 10 minutes, but we'll see what needs to happen tonight. Autumn typed, "That was amazing. Thank you." So glad to hear that, Autumn. So we're unmuted. Anyone on the live call can now unmute and speak. If you're on Zoom, just hit the mic icon. If you're on the phone, hit star six, or you can type in the chat. Lisa.
I loved it, Benjamin. I think I reached that state of energy.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Felt good, really good.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Diana says, thanks so much. Have to go. That's fine, Diana. Anyone else have a question or comment? My comment is to thank all of you for holding such a beautiful space and helping us to co-create this lovely field. Phyllis says, thank you, Benjamin. I felt a very peaceful, soft, quiet energy. That sounds unconditional love-ish. Well done, Phyllis. Laura says, that was really lovely. Can you tell me what the second song you sing is about? It's called Sunarai, Sunarai. And it's one of those ayahuasca ceremony songs where it's used to call in different energies. You may have noticed I kept substituting a different word with each verse, and those were a different divine ally I was calling in. So it's basically a call in the allies sort of song. And I don't actually know the translation of the word sunarai, but I know it feels good and helps set a lovely vibration. Laura said, thank you. You're welcome, Laura. Pretty sweet vibe still. Anyone with any other questions or comments? Ryan says, very grateful, still basking in this beautiful feeling of divine bliss. Me too. Thank you, Brian, for being here and sharing your lovely energy with us. Judith says, thank you. That felt quiet and peaceful. Glad to hear that.
It's Marla. Hello.
Hi, Marla.
I'm still basking in it. It still feels really strong and beautiful. So thank you.
Good. Thank you for helping us co-create it. Anybody else? All right, last call for questions or comments before we. leave this blissful field. So this may carry it for a while. Genie typed a bunch of hearts and said, "Thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome, Genie." All right, I think that's a wrap. Again, it's March 25, 2024 tonight, and tomorrow night is Laura's Women's Healing Circle. So if you're female and so inclined, feel free to join her for that. And then we also have an event on Wednesday. I'm not remembering exactly which one. I believe it's experiential, but feel free to join us for that too. And that'll close us out for March. So big gratitude to each and every one of you for being a member of Awakening Plus. So grateful to all of you. Thanks for helping us make this beautiful transformational container possible. And so grateful to you all. All right. Thank you again, and good night for now.